What's good, everyone? It's your boy J. DeAndre checking in, man. At the one and only, no other than Southern Slang Podcast, man. And I'm just getting off work, man. I'm on my way home. Gotta stop by, get some Pampers for the baby. Pampers and wife for the baby. Cookies and cream for my wife. Because we're expecting a boy. And I had two girls. I got a stepson. And that's my son. But now I get a chance to have my son. So I'm very excited. And man, you know, work was work. Every day at work for me goes by very fast. Because I'm not doing anything. I sit down at a computer all day. Easy money. But just financial freedom for me, that's definitely what I believe in. I believe that every person should have financial freedom. If you can go to a corporation and make them billions of dollars a year, you can do the same for yourself. Like, if I can go and make, what's the minimum wage? If you can go to a job and make minimum wage of $7.25 for working for somebody else, you don't think you can make $7.25 an hour yourself? Come on, man. Stop cheating yourself, man. Financial freedom, where it's at. You use a job like a plug. That's upfront money. And you invest it in yourself. And I did this podcast. Me and my co-host, who y'all meet later. He's on his way back. But I did this because this is something that we just wanted to do. You know what I'm saying? Something that we're passionate about. And we definitely want to let people know that the South got something to say. And we be in tune on what's going on anyway. And we have some unique perspectives when it comes to the industry news or politics, sports. You know, even with everyday conversation, which is one conversation I want to have with you all right now. And when you hear this, I definitely want you to call in and let me know what you think about it. Whether you male or female, but preferably the males. Because this is Guy Code. Guy Code 101. Okay, so when you at work or you at a public forum or you at a restaurant, it could be anywhere, and you go to the public restroom, if there are urinals there, say it's 3 urinals on the wall, and no one's there, what urinal do you choose? I always choose the outside urinal, always. Have to. I'm not going to go in the middle urinal. Just not going to do it. It's just, I don't know, something about me just make me feel like it's not right to do that. And if somebody's at the urinal and they're on the outside urinal, I hate when a motherfucker walk up and get the middle urinal when they could have got the outside urinal. Like, man, why you want to be this close to me when it's only this little piece of wall, and I don't know how tall you could be, or when you walking up, you could be texting. You could be on Snapchat or something. Like, man, don't be that close to me when I'm using the urinal, man. Like, it's just something about that, man. It's just something, it irks me. I just feel like your manly spider sense, how Spider-Man have his little spider sense that tick off. It's the same way when it comes to a man. Like, your manly sense just, it start buzzing. Like, nah, this ain't right. Let me take the outside. Always. And I hate when I see people use the bathroom and don't wash their hands. I seen people take shits, literally, and walk straight out the bathroom like it's all good. It's crazy. You're gonna go throughout your day and touch doorknobs and printers and it is crazy. Shaking hands and shit, man. Like, care enough about yourself to be clean, man. We may be from the dirty down here in the South, man, but damn, we got some type of damn manners, some type of etiquette down here, Southern etiquettes, man. But I'm very excited about doing this podcast, man. It means a lot to me to let y'all know what's going on with me. But I'm married. I have 3 beautiful kids already, and I'm expecting my son soon. So, you know, y'all definitely call in and, you know, keep tabs.